Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back, and we have Don W. Spring here, not only an amazing historian and geopolitical analyst, but also provided information to John F. Kennedy back when he was running as president, doing some modifications to the CIA, which eventually resulted in his demise. We have Donald Trump in the latest email you sent me, which is interesting and made me curious. It was a letter to the president regarding a couple of things. The latest one was to the U.S. envoy to the Taliban in Afghanistan. The other was which is Zalman Khalilzad, a U.S. envoy to the Taliban. The other was a letter that you said that you could provide information to Donald Trump that could make him much more successful to other than his base, to other people. Right now he's about 51%, but it should be more like 81% because of like 289 things he's accomplished, which are absolutely mind-boggling and amazing, but he's missing information. Obviously, even with the interview with Leslie Stahl, he has some blind spots in his information that he's mastering, doesn't he?
Yes, he did, Dr. Deagle. And part of that is due, of course, to the staff that provide him with the information.
Right.
And unfortunately, they don't have all of the data and material that they need to make a highly effective presentation. As for the president himself, I thought he did exceedingly well under the circumstances. But when you're not provided with adequate material, you can only do so much.
Exactly. For example, and I'd like you to give a couple examples of what kind of information that you could provide Donald. He could be a more popular president. Right now, 51% seems ridiculous considering how many things he's doing in the media. And since the summer, 93% of the media is against him.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think there should be delicensing of the media. I think that when journalists or people call for, you know, the overthrow of government, they need to go to jail. I think the media that actually is doing a soft coup needs to actually have their license pulled so they no longer can broadcast or print paper or magazines.
Right.
I think Trump needs to get a lot more Trumpian and tough on these people, because we're not just calling for a different geopolitical viewpoint. We're talking about an overthrow of the government, which to me is a coup. And it's illegal, immoral, and disgusting, and it ignores the voters and the will of the people. Remember now, Donald Trump, if he doesn't get the right panoply of information from people like yourself and myself that are deep inside the guts of the nation, he's going to make incorrect and incomplete decisions. For example, one of the ones you mentioned was the concern over Zalmay Khalilzad, the serving as a U.S. envoy to the Taliban, ending the 17-year war with Afghanistan. Of course, they're trying to negotiate with the Taliban. People need to know behind the scenes we're actually having an illegal drug trade with the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, that's bringing in $2 trillion of money per year by illegal drug trade, selling primarily to American citizens. It's killing over 70,000 people every year. And our corrupt government is actually doing this. Trump may not be fully aware of it, but although he's put $6 billion into the opioid addiction problem, the problems with Chinese-made super addictive drugs and other drugs coming in from, say, the Golden Triangle of Asia and now from Taliban, from the increased amount of drug trade coming in illegally, are coffers from off-the-budget lists of off-world space projects underground cities from Bechtel Corporation and others are not even accounted for by Congress or Senate, or even probably a need-to-know basis for the president. So he's basically kept in the dark about things that are going on inside his own government, and they only provide him partial information. But this guy, Zalmay, there's some very kind of nasty things tied to him with the Temzig oil field in Kazakhstan, invested $10 billion in the Caspian Aral Basin. We talked about this a bit before, but I'd like you to expand on it and explain why this guy is a bad actor.
Well, for starters, Dr. Khalilzad, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, was heavily involved with the Chevron negotiations and transactions over in Central Asia.
Right.
But and
that's in Kazakhstan, isn't it?
In Kazakhstan. Now he was.
Right. By the way, my wife's best friend and her husband are oil engineers working in that oil field for Chevron Corporation. So we know about stuff behind the scenes. It's one of the richest oil fields, gas fields on the planet, by
yes,
far.
It is. And he was also working with the RAND Corporation at the time, and he was one of those who was involved heavily with negotiating with the Taliban for a pipeline route that would lead through Turkmenistan to the north, through western Afghanistan to the south and west, through Pakistan at a port along the Arabian Sea, which would go into the Indian Ocean, where it would reach markets in Asia and
right.
Europe overseas. And in addition to this, he also happens to be a signatory to PNAC, the plan for a new American century, which John Bolton was also involved with, and other high-ranking officials now also in the...
These are GOP globalists, is what you're saying.
Yes.
GOP globalists.
Yeah.
So it's not just Hillary Clinton and her crowd that are globalists from the left side. There's right-side globalists, too. They're ultimately trying to bring us to the same end, but through different means. How's that?
Yeah. And most of these people are CFR. I haven't checked all of his...
Or an affiliate to the CFR.
Exactly.
Bilderberger, CFR, whatever. They're one of these globalist organizations.
Right. And so he ends up being in charge of being the special envoy to negotiate with the Taliban.
Right.
What sort of a deal is he going to work out for the 17-year war that's going to be in the interest of the American people? I have my serious doubts.
I'll tell you what I think he's going to do. And let me see if you agree, because you know the geology there. First off, most people aren't aware that something like 80% of the world's lithium is in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's going to get these strategic minerals out of there, and he's going to make a kind of deal so the Taliban can enrich. Now remember, the Taliban are terrorists, but they're working with us to actually ship the drugs out if we won't interfere with their trade routes, including shipping really poor quality opium to Russia. They call crocodile because it's so poor quality. People are injecting it, and they're getting secondary infections, and they're having their skin fall off with gangrene. So they call a crocodile, like a crocodile will bet you, so you're going to end up with gangrene.
Yes.
So people don't understand that our affiliation with these people is, we're already doing what's called, before even these treaties, deals where mineral drilling companies are already going in there doing drilling for strategic minerals like lithium for batteries, because everything's going to batteries. The lithium-type battery system is one of the most advanced ones for solar in the world, and everybody's going solar. The Paris Climate Accord is pushing everybody on Earth. In fact, California is a good example, where any new home construction has to have solar. And by the way, it's also going to drive the price of silver up, because there's more gold mines in the world than there are silver, and silver is essential for solar panels. So people don't understand lithium and these strategic minerals, plus there's a lot of there's a lot of oil in Afghanistan too. So what's going on there is the primary strategic minerals, and they're going to give a cut to these Muslim terrorists. Now you got to understand, Islam in all its various forms is a pseudo-religion that is a mind control system and is dangerous, and they're at each other's throats as much as they're at us. So for example, Sunni and Shiite Islam are at each other's throats more than even against Christians or Jews. and they're dangerous for the world because they proliferate nuclear weapons. They're not afraid to die. In fact, they'd rather die in a holy war and go to see Allah and get their, you know, 70 virgins or whatever.
Yes.
Or they're big, young boys with skin like pearls. Uh-huh. Because prepubertal boys, sex with prepubertal boys is not considered sexually improper in Islam, especially in Islam and Afghanistan. It's standard operating procedure. In fact, they told our troops not to bother when they have little boys chained up to beds to be sex objects. Don't interfere with them, with the senior commanders in the Afghan forces, and including the Taliban, because this is their standard practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
People don't get that. They don't hear this in the regular news, do they? They're not going to hear it on Tucker Carlson or Judge Pirro or anywhere else. You're going to hear it here, aren't you? Ugly as hell, but true, unfortunately. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Mentioned a couple things about Leslie Stahl. She tried to trap the president by getting him to make, how dare you come against all my scientists and say that we're having global warming and you're responsible for this hurricane that struck Florida. No, he's not. The thesis that carbon is being generated by Mount Erebus in Antarctica to the tune of 50,000 times more than all the industry on Earth every day. And it's only one volcano. It doesn't talk about the volcanoes and Iyokofoko in Iceland or in Indonesia, for example, the volcanoes that took off and exploded 70,000 years ago caused a global winter that occurred for years after that one volcano went off and it wiped out, they think, 90 to 95% of the world population of native people all over the planet, including North America. There were ancient peoples here in North America 75, 80,000, 90,000 years ago. And we think that most or all of them were wiped out by this one volcano that went off in Indonesia 75,000 years ago. So what we have to understand, there are cycles of the Earth, including we're about to go into a cycle that the global geoclimatologists know, and it's the lithospheric cycle, which means every 750,000 years, there's a disjunction where the mantle separates from the crust. And it slides, and it slides a pretty considerable distance over a couple months. It's likely to slide south by the distance we've estimated around 1,200 miles, which means the equator would pass through Havana, Cuba, and most of the southern United States would be subtropical. It also means much of China and Asia would then be inside the Arctic Circle would freeze to death. It also means a lot of the climatological disasters are occurring. We could have an immediate surge of not only temperatures and extreme weather, but we can also have a surge afterward of carbon being converted back to oxygen because the oxygen likely is going to drop dramatically during this transition period and then come back up.
Yes.
Now the danger here is that it could be an extinction-level event. It could wipe out a lot of life forms on Earth, including humans. It could also cause coastal superstorms like these ones. In fact, since Trump's been in office, hasn't there been three major superstorms strike the southern United States from the Texas area, to the area now in Puerto Rico and South Florida, and now this area of the Panhandle of Florida and Georgia, and now the Carolinas. There's at least three or four major superstorms that have struck the United States, which you have climate modification technology using scalar low Earth orbit satellites, etc., that can prevent it from happening. But I don't think that Donald Trump even knows that this technology exists, and we've had it for decades. So he needs to be advised that he's not getting the right information from his people, and they're hiding it from that we can actually not only stop these storms with Skinner space-based technology, but also the lie that Leslie Stahl, that somehow if you don't reduce the number of SUVs and number of people by population control, the world will turn into Venus. And this is what this arrogant maniac is trying to push, along with other maniac pseudoscientists, trying to push the idea that anthropogenic human global warming is going to kill us all, which is a bold-faced lie, isn't it?
Yes. One reason why we're getting higher temperature readings is because most of the weather stations throughout America and elsewhere throughout the world have been relocated to airports, to international airports. And one thing that occurs at airports is a lot of emissions from the jet engines, which heat up the air on the tarmac and the surrounding areas. And so as a result, the temperature that's recorded is, in many cases, several degrees higher than...
Or in cities. Just having it in the city is going to be warmer because you're going to absorb the heat from concrete and asphalt and everything else, right? And buildings.
Absolutely. because of Michael...
But the primary thing that's doing it, though, is methane. If you go all around the world, methane and methane hydrates are releasing it all over the planet. And what we're getting is a massive surge. It has nothing to do with mankind. In fact, we're amplifying when we do fracking. For example, it causes not only frack quakes, but it causes massive release of methane from the earth when you frack. Now, what happens is that methane goes up to the upper atmosphere at 80,000 feet and 16 times more of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. And it takes 6 months to convert methane back into CO2. So you can have massive surges in temperature that can cause superstorm fires. They call, we call almost like fire hail storms. You know, in other words, there's a wall of fire that moves along with these storms where they're not just a storm, they're actually a moving wall of fire, like the ones that hit Northern California. And what people don't understand, the globalists know this is happening. They're amplifying with dew or directed energy weapons, and drones are actually weaponized to start fires. They even have arsonists up there who are actually setting fires on purpose.
Absolutely.
And the reason is they have to drive people out of the rural areas, drive people away from the coastal areas. In fact, they've got laws passed in California and other states now where they're not going to insure people's homes and their businesses along the coastal regions. This is all by design because they want to eventually force us under a global environmental cataclysm into super cities in the central United States with 300-foot apartments where the walls are basically virtual walls with video screens on them so they don't look like a 300-square-foot apartment. That's what they're trying to do, isn't it?
Yes. A Prudential Insurance Company experimented with this during the mid-40s in the Los Angeles area. Perhaps you heard of the Park La Brea apartment or Park La Brea complex years ago,
right,
in West Los Angeles. And basically what is occurring, as you pointed out, we're trying to get everyone out of the rural areas where it's very difficult to control these people and put them in centralized areas where they can be completely controlled or at the mercy of criminals. And that those studies go back to the 1930s, actually, whereby they were building these high apartment buildings, as you alluded to a moment ago.
Right.
This is nothing new. But unfortunately, the American people are being told that this is a better form of living. You will. Things will be far more convenient.
Well, it's like turning our homes and our lives into a cage. They want to recur what's called a cyber cage. Right now, for example, I tease people. I said, do you know the cell phone? They said, yeah. I said, well, then you're a CPC. I said, well, what's that? I said, a cell phone cyborg. And a lot of people don't realize that comment was made by Elon Musk just last week. And then he was talking about augmenting human cortex by having a super cortex as AI. Eventually downloading your consciousness into the super cortex of the AI and then re-downloading it back into a sleeve or another human body. This is what people are trying to do. And if people say, they can't do that, I said, listen, it says in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, now that they are in one place and of one tongue, nothing shall be withheld from their imaginations, which is why God confused their tongues at the Tower of Babel, so they were spread all over the earth and they couldn't be of one tongue, and decide that they were going to be godlike and do things that God thought was an offense to the Creator.
Right.
That's where we are, genetically upgrading. In fact, one of the statements by our guy that was the expert on black holes, the head of ALS, He made the statement recently in a book that's being released that he's concerned about human races, that they would, wealthy people would genetically engineer their sons and daughters to have extended lifespans and become superhumans. Right? And people don't realize we're at that nidus of CRISPR-9 technology and so on, where it's not a theoretical thing anymore. It's a virtual guarantee that even if you make equality illegal, they're going to do it, just like they've already voted most of these tech people against autonomous killer robots. But guess what? The battlefields of the future are autonomous killer robots and drones and cyborgs working as a killer swarm of superhumans covered by nanotech body armor and directly aligned to ordinances and weapons and drones, etc., with superhuman abilities. That's what we're facing in the not-fiction future, in the near future, believe it or not.
It's being done right now. Yes.
Right now. Where it's all, they're ready to roll.
How well and
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let me give a formula here for Donald Trump. And this is being very, very honest and kind of a little bit crude, but here's the truth. Democrats are dumb and crappy, and they're demon rats. And they're not going to change their mind, even what they're doing is losing and continuing to lose. In other words, pushing violence and mob rule ticks off a lot of people, especially the independents. This election is not going to be won by the Democrats or Republicans. Let's just settle that. The Republican supporters are their base. They're not going to change their mind. You know, Stormy Daniels has now said she has to pay money for Trump's lawyer. None of the sexual things, in fact, if anything, probably made Trump more popular to the average American who doesn't consider sex an issue. On the other hand, we have Hillary Clinton and the Democrats who are mob rule maniacs, and they're actually asking for physical violence. And a lot of the people, the Antifa and many of the people in the Democratic Party, think it's perfectly fine. They think their mob rule is the idea that they can harass somebody at a restaurant, like Cruz and his wife, or they can actually threaten physical violence, and it's okay. Now, I've actually made the statement, and right-wing watchers come after me, that, and I've had people email me that say, oh, you're a nasty doctor. And that is because I had specific people with specific names and their pictures sent to me on Facebook that they're going to kill me or shove a gun down my throat. Now, you need to know one of the reasons why Dr. Deagle is a functional medicine doctor is still breathing, and a lot of my colleagues that are in functional medicine, whether it's against vaccines or whatever, are dead. Because I'm not Mr. Pushover, okay? I'm a hard SOB. And as I said before, if you plan on doing something violent to me, and I can take a baseball bat, a machete, or a gun to me in a restaurant, spitting in my face and going to harm me or my family, I am a trauma doctor, and I'm going to make sure that my injury to you will be permanent, and I will be a secretary for sending you to see Allah, Jesus, Muhammad, or Satan himself. In other words, I'm going to make sure you're dead if you try to kill me or my family. Now, that's my right, and I don't want to see it happen. In fact, don't bring it, please. I want a dialogue. So if the left says, we want better control of our immigration, sure, have a Pro-02 program, and have a program I call Immigration Day, where states and industry have to put in numbers and have to justify it with specific reasons why they want certain people in the country. Like, for example, this big group of people coming up from Honduras. This is another challenge to the president, and of course, I'm sure sponsored by Democrats who want to have open borders. You can't tolerate 100 million more Americans, say, in the next 10 years in this country. It'll destroy it. You can't tolerate having Antifa going crazy and beating up people and not expecting the right to push back, or if you try to seize the guns of the right, which, by the way, 93% of the guns in this country are owned by conservatives. Okay, we're not talking about just regular conservatives, we're talking about conservative Americans in cities and rural towns.
Yeah.
So here's what I say for Trump. Trump, you're not going to win the election with your GOP supporters because they're solid. And you're not going to convert many of the Democrats, although some are getting a little disgusted. That's about 20% of Democrats who are walkaways. They're just getting fed up. Where you're going to win the election is the independents. And there's three or four things you can do that'll win them. Number one, you need to have an infrastructure bill with high-speed rail, fiber optics, and better roads and bridges, etc. And total recycling of all trash, so you don't have any trash heaps anywhere. So there's not more fish, nor plastic in the ocean than fish.
Yeah.
Number two, you need to have a plan where you don't have to have one megalithic bill like Obamacare, but you break down so we have affordable health care so everybody can join large groups, which you already did, and you expand it to include preventive care and preventive supplements and have more functional medicine doctors. The third thing is you need to have alternate plans for people to enter the healthcare system. The title of MD or nurse practitioner or whatever needs to be changed so if you master the database in this day of digital training, like, for example, my son's studying his software engineering right now as well as doing electrical engineering, my youngest son, he can do most of this at home. After he does the orders at 12, he can be studying it, get his courses off. In 9 months, he'll be a certified software engineer. He's working on his electrical engineering degree, and he's set at 27. So if a medic is putting in chest tubes and doing surgery in the field after three or four tours of duty, and they can master over 2 or 3 years the database to be a medical doctor and a surgeon, I think if they can go to a surgical center and show they do have the skills to actually remove an appendix or gallbladder or sew up a hernia, presto change-o, they're a surgeon. I also want to get rid of state licensing and have only national licensing that's not tied to government, and you have to be qualified. So when I saw the medical board in Colorado, none of them were trained in pain medicine, which I was an expert at, studying to go to Cedars-Sinai in interventional pain medicine under Dr. Hollenbrewer, putting spinal pumps and stimulators or working on neural mapping of pain. So I had unqualified people making opinions about what I was doing. Or don't understand advanced immunotoxicology or genetics, which none of them did. Okay?
There's so one concern that I have about that. And people don't realize this right now, Dr. Siegel, but under NAFTA, which we've had since about 1993,
right?
NAFTA supersedes the United States laws and also the state laws.
Yeah, and I think he's already supplanted NAFTA, and I have a feeling NAFTA is dead. So if it still exists, get rid of it, okay? Because we don't want an amalgamation. See, the people that put NAFTA in want to put socialized medicine, which is top-down control, which is what Obamacare is.
Right.
Now, Obamacare not only has death panels, it says we're not going to treat this condition, we're not going to extend your life at all. We're going to provide certain types of care if you're a certain age, but if you're a certain age, we're not even going to give you a ventilator. We're not going to do surgery on you. In fact, they tried in Ontario, Canada a few years ago that if you're a smoker, you're not going to qualify for getting bypass surgery, and they sued. And the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and Canadians won, saying no, the province of Ontario can't deny people bypass surgery if they're a smoker.
Okay.
You got a very good point there, but the point is we want care back to you and your doctor, and no federal or state agency is overseeing it.
Well, there's another aspect that I wanted to bring up about NAFTA. A lot of people don't realize this, but when NAFTA came into being, if you were a doctor in Mexico or Canada, you no longer had to pass the state exams to be licensed in California or any other state. And people don't realize this. So at a lot of the hospitals, you have incompetent physicians from other countries that never came up to the standards required.
Absolutely. Now, here's the problem. Even when you have standards, what's going on is they cover it up. And if you're a big organization with, say, 500 or 1,000 doctors and you got a battalion of attorneys, not even the state licensing is going to come after you, even if you're killing patients.
But
you're right. In other words, it's pseudo-health care. Besides that, I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. Medicine in Britain and Canada and socialist countries like New Zealand and Australia will treat a hangnail as if it's precious and they'll give you immediate care, but you got something serious or novel, to hell with you.
Right.
Now, I brought my daughter today to Dr. Jürgen Winkler, who's a functional medicine doctor, and this guy's a genius. And he goes way beyond in testing for blood tests. We did like a dozen tubes with her, my little daughter with Down syndrome, for her health today. And you know, we're going to have to pay some additional money. Luckily, she's got lots of really good insurance. But we need to have a system where preventive care is affordable for everybody, and it's between you and your doctor. You don't have a state agency saying you got to be vaccinated or you can't go to school. And if you're a certain age, we're not going to do this and this and this treatment. Because do you know that if you're 72 years of age and need, say, a clipped aneurysm in your brain because you have an embolus, that under Obamacare, the first fine for a doctor actually doing the surgery on the patient is $500,000. The second one is 5 years in prison for the doctor. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is they're turning doctors into white coat of spitznuts officers, and actually they're the purveyors of death. In other words, I call it postnatal abortion. They're basically making every doctor and every health professional an abortionist.
Yeah. And that's why we're getting into not only baby killing, but elderly killing.
People killing, yeah. Well, it's not just elderly. If you have Down syndrome or other health conditions, they're not going to provide the treatment. When I was in Illinois, I saw lots of kids that needed heart surgery, and either the parents or the health professionals weren't going to do it because it was going to be too expensive, so they'd rather let children die of hypertensive heart failure, and these kids are in their teens or 20s. So we're not talking about just the elderly. We're talking about eugenics. Bold face, in your face, ugly, Nazi eugenics, okay?
Yeah.
And it basically, it wasn't hiding. I mean, Obamacare, set up by Obama, had death panels. People, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, you know, I learned a skill when I was 3, not 5 or 6 when I went to school, called reading. And if you just read, you'll stop spitting at the witness or the messenger carrier like us to tell you the ugly truth. Now, Donald Trump's doing lots of good things, but he's not getting enough advice about how bad things are. He should have been a lot tougher on Leslie Stahl. He should be a lot tougher on media that are trying to cause a soft coup. He should be a lot tougher on Saudi Arabia that killed this guy inadvertently. How do you do an inadvertent killing and then saw him up? I mean, really, really. What do you think?
And also the officials that he has in his...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Here's the positive and negative. Number one, I'm still working with Scott Adams to get a backdoor to get a hold of Trump directly. I'd like to have 20 or 22 minutes every week where people like yourself and Scott Adams and other experts could dialogue with Trump and provide him information he doesn't have elsewhere and allow him to have information so he can start firing people. Like, I was very pleased last week when Nikki Haley went. She is a heartless bitch who didn't give a damn when they were using missile attacks in Syria about to deploy 250,000 troops, which would kill a lot of Americans and precipitate almost certainly not only war with Iran but Russia. And then she had no concerns whatsoever when she pushed forward the idea of North Koreans, where they've got giant parasites in their gut, and think that you just be hard on the North Koreans and they're going to capitulate. Not likely. Their Asian thing is honor above anything, even life. So I think that Nikki Haley is a good damn thing she's gone. Hopefully she'll never be elected into any office of higher power. But I think that she's got designs on higher political office, like senatorial or even presidential.
You've got that right.
And so I'm very concerned that these people are egomaniac narcissists who have got you on the left side of the New World Order or the right side. They're both bad.
Absolutely.
And Trump can be used as a tool. For example, I think of Trump as being parallel to King Herod Agrippa before he beheaded John the Baptist. I just hope there's no beheading ceremony coming down the road here. I hope that Trump gets it and lets us talk to him so we can make sure we have health care. We don't have death panels. I mean, if the Democrats take the House, they're going to protect the hell out of death panels and Obamacare, which I call abomination care.
Yeah.
They're going to bankrupt the country with bad medical care that's not going to provide life extension or true disease remission. They're also not going to rebuild the military. And we don't want to have just a giant military for military's sake. It has to be strategically designed to prevent war and even attacks on a country. Because if the other side knows we have space-based anti-missile systems, if they know we've got advanced weapons so that it protects our Navy from hypersonic cruise missiles and hypersonic torpedoes, then we can actually have a Navy. Our Navy right now are sitting ducks. They're not a Navy at all, are they? They're sitting ducks for being destroyed by Russian weapons, even though they built only a small number of them. Our Navy can't withstand the current weapons the Russians built at all. And I talked to naval experts here in San Diego. They've told me years ago, they tried to convince them not to build any supercarriers, to build small mobile ships, some of them even drone ships, that could be operated remotely to go very high speeds, that would have missile defense systems that could prevent any torpedo or high-speed velocity, low altitude cruise missile coming in and smashing them all to bits. See, people don't understand that technology trumps what we think we have, and if you're strategic, like when Trump's talking about the Space Force, what he's really saying is we're going to be pressing in space, so whether Russia or China, anybody tries to take us on, we just press a few buttons and they disappear in a vapor cloud without even firing a missile or a bullet. Superstorms, earthquakes, and geoclimatic disasters can strike just because we have all the technology. There's other nations that have some. The Russians are next, and there's three other nations. But people need to start grasping. Trump needs to be a lot more Trumpian. He needs to delicense media. He needs to pull out the magazines like Washington Post. He needs to read the Riot Act to Prince Salman that it's not okay to have somebody interrogated to the point in the Turkish Saudi Arabian consulate office, and then when they, quote, inadvertently kill him, they saw him up in bits and hang him out in plastic bags. That's not okay. It doesn't give you a way out, Mr. Salman, to get off the hook. And don't think, Trump, that you can provide this way off the hook, that the media, either the left or the right, is going to let you buy it. You need to realize, we're not going to buy it, Trump. You need to be tough as hell. You need to cancel the military contract. You got to make sure the Israelis cancel all of the military access of Saudi Arabians that are directly integrated with Israeli intelligence, because they are. You may not know this, but I do, because I got contacts inside Israeli intelligence, that many of the Saudi Arabians are working for both nations, Israel and Saudi, and it's dangerous as hell for America, isn't it? Because the Israelis have a backdoor to every one of our agencies, and every department in government has got an Israeli backdoor, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and the American people are completely unaware of this.
And by the way, Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11. It was done by the SAD, but they collaborated. Just like Prince Salman didn't do all the interrogation and torture of these Saudi princes, it was the SAD, Special Activities Division of the CIA, that did it. But he asked for it, and they did it, and they gladly did it for King Salman. People need to start grasping what's going on here. It's so freaking evil. And our nation is directly collaborating with the worst guys on earth, including Prince Salman, with this guy who was criticizing, Khashoggi was criticizing Prince Salman. This is what happens. You get interrogated to death and then sawed up.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we have the Iranians to deal with, too.
It's easy. Look, freeze all our bank accounts. Freeze the bank accounts of any nation or any corporation dealing business with Iran, and it'll be over in a week. Trump needs to be much more Trumpian, doesn't he? Freeze everything. The same way, freeze the bank accounts of the oligarchs in Russia, including Putin. Freeze the bank accounts of all the four major Chinese banks and the PLA members. They're collaborating to make sure that Kim Jong-un never makes a deal. The Chinese want to squeeze us hard by saying, you're never going to get a deal unless you capitulate to China. China's got a policy called 2025 to take over artificial intelligence, digital companies, including right now, they're doing digital face recognition in every airport and every train station. So they're going to digitally recognize you. If they don't recognize you, you got enough points, you never, can't even get on a train or plane. And it's our intel agencies working that won't do anything for the Pentagon, right, and national security, like for airports, but they're going to work with communist countries? This is obscene, isn't it?
Yes. By the way, there's another thing that we should address real quickly, and that is when North Korea's special envoy went to Moscow and Beijing. I'm talking about Zhou Sun Hui.
Yeah, Zhou Sun Hui, yeah. You talked about this last week.
Yes. But if she was at all successful in calling to Moscow and Beijing's attention the need to stop denuclearization and to cut back on sanctions against North Korea, we're going to have another problem on our hands.
Trump's not going to do it. See, Trump sometimes will listen to these yahoos like McMaster, and they said, no, we're not doing that. When McMaster was calling a year ago to put a 250,000 troops after they did the stupid attack against rockets, and here is Nikki Haley cheering it on, yeah, hit them all, hit them, and most of the rockets had empty buildings, to be honest with you, at a cost of something like, you know, $14.5 million per Tomahawk missile. I took care of the guys that were actually working on the targeting. These are expensive devils, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So you think it'd easily spend $500 million just in firing off all these stupid missiles.
Yeah. And just one of those missiles could buy a lot of food to be shipped to the starving and malnourished people in North Korea.
Well, I think you've got to have a big carrot as well as a big stick. We should have been tougher and have on-the-ground monitoring of missiles and denuclearization. We shouldn't have said, oh, we got an agreement. No, we don't have anything. We got nothing. We don't even have a promise. You put on-the-ground Delta Force with our inspectors there today. And on the other hand, you ship food to them and say, look, we're going to start building today vocational rehab schools so we can take your military forces and train them how to do product assembly in factories. And you can collaborate with the Chinese or the South Koreans because the South Koreans already have it. So, to me, you have to have a beautiful carrot as well as a beautiful stick.
Absolutely.
You cannot, and this is why you have to be humane to these people. If you're humane and say, look, you know, you got your parasites out of your gut, your kids aren't wasting away, you're not breaking your bones, your wife's not having, you know, a fractured hip because her bones are so fragile from being malnourished now, she's ready to hobble around, say, in her early 40s. People don't realize what's going on in North Korea. It's an obscenity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And by the way, just because they're under a totalitarian hermit kingdom doesn't mean that we can't show humanity and get them to change their views. And a generation from now, it's a wholly different country. But it's only going to happen if we have a nice carrot and a nice stick. Today, Trump should have had observations on the ground for these missiles, denuclearization, and make sure none of these materials, including nuclear materials or centrifuges, is being shipped to Venezuela.
Right.
Because Maduro wants to be a nuclear power. He's begging the Chinese and Russians to weaponize the hell out of Venezuela. So at the same time, they got, you know, astronomically high inflation and people starving and leaving to Colombia, which is collapsing the Colombian workers' market. What you have to understand is Maduro is a communist maniac, and he doesn't care if he puts Americans in danger or them in danger of us nuking the hell out of Venezuela because they're part of they're a near enemy, a proxy enemy of Russia and China trying to get us from the south.
Yes.
Because you see,
but
what China wants... Okay, go ahead.
But you and I know that this isn't going to happen unless he gets rid of some of those officials in his cabinet.
Exactly. He's got to do what I call a Trumpectomy. You like that?
Absolutely.
Remove John Lightning Bolt. Now Nikki Haley's gone. Don't support her in any political office associated with your team. Period. Clean out all these people that belong to CFR and PNAC and all the other agencies that are devilishly trying to do a GOP version of the New World Order. Negotiate hard with Russia and China. You know, give them a carrot and a stick. But make them know you mean business. Don't be nice. Being nice is not going to get you anything. You're certainly not getting more popular in the media. Getting results will get you votes, especially from independents. More infrastructure, better cost health care, preventive care, lengthening these people's lifespan, allowing them to have a bank account, be safe in their streets, no open borders, etc., etc.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.